Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Today he is talking about our choice to experience unreality. You are free and you have always been free. Humanity's awakening is precisely on schedule because it is God's schedule, and what she wills happens precisely as divinely intended. The present chaos and confusion across the world is a massive clearance operation as all that is not in total alignment with love dissolves back into the meaningless and unreal state of non-existence from which it seems to have been brought forth. That state has never existed. It was but a mental construct, a chimera or fantasy in which you sought to experience the unreal, independence and separation from Mother, Father, God. Because you had a momentary idea that such a state or condition would give you even more freedom than the vast infinitude of freedom into which you were birthed at the moment of your creation. Unreality has never existed and never could exist because there is only love, which is total freedom, total acceptance, and total awareness in every moment of your oneness with God in eternal joy. Yes, you are free, and you have always been free because that is the natural state in which you were created from love as beings of love. You have never left that state. However, because you constructed an amazing fantasy, you are one with God and you do have her infinite power, and entered into it, it always appears very real to you, because that was your intent when you brought it into being. Within it, you rely on your physical body's senses and intelligence to help you understand your environment, which, as you are aware, are severely limited. Therefore, it is extremely difficult for you to believe that the life in which you are engaged as humans is a fantasy. It seems far too real and painful to be unreal. This ongoing experience of unreality, a severely limited and very temporary life in form, is a direct result of your collective choice to do your own thing and live lives separate from one another and alone. As soon as you entered into that state, fear naturally arose, because it immediately seemed to you that you were in a very unsafe situation, lacking almost everything you needed to support you as humans in a physical environment that was completely unaware of you. In reality, at one with God, you know that you are safe, because there is no such place as an unsafe state. Reality is perfection, a state which is without any needs or any lack, a state of utter and total joy. To find yourselves removed from that state obviously terrified you, and you fabricated the ego, an unreal second self, to have someone with whom you could converse and from whom you could seek guidance on how to deal with the problems. There are no problems except for the ones that you yourselves concoct, which appeared to surround you, threatening your existence. Many of you have been waiting expectantly for what seems to be a very long time for humanity to awaken or to ascend, that is, to become fully aware of the reality of love that each one of you is, and to live in a state of constant peace and joy. Well, of course, time is a major aspect of the unreal, and within that unreal environment, it does seem that you have spent many years, even eons, waiting to experience heaven on earth. One of the reasons this does not appear to be coming to fruition is just because the vast majority of humans continue to engage with the drama of right and wrong, and then choose to make judgments that justify engaging in conflict with those judged to be wrong. When people focus the major part of their attention there, they are effectively choosing to block their comprehension of their true nature, love, from their conscious awareness, thus permitting themselves to judge and condemn others and feel totally justified in doing so. I told you 2,000 years ago to love one another as I have loved you, and I constantly demonstrated love in action so that you would learn to do likewise. Unfortunately, after my physical death, much energy was wasted judging and condemning those who crucified me, and over the years, judgment and condemnation of wrongdoers has persisted. As I also told you, when we came upon a crowd stoning a woman it had condemned, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. It is clear to anyone that all are sinners, and that love never condemns or punishes anyone. To awaken is to cease and desist blaming and judging others, and instead to seek to help them understand from where their anger and resentment is rising, which is thus leading them to molest and mistreat others. Indeed, many are most lovingly giving their lives in service to others, and for this they are most highly honoured. Now is the moment to intend to become fully aware that love is your real nature, and then to live from that knowledge, demonstrating love as your life force or energy field. Every human is incarnate to release all to which they have been clinging that is not in alignment with love. This is the purpose for which you chose to experience life as a human. Many are doing this now, and many more are choosing to do so every day. Awareness that love is your true nature is spreading throughout humanity, and it is leading to an understanding of the absolute insanity of engaging in conflict. An understanding that is intensified as you see the painful and heartbreaking results of conflict all over the world, whether to gain military, political, economic, or religious advantage, or due to poverty or plain righteousness over imposed mistreatment by some on others, and the ensuing destruction of lives and living environments of large numbers of people. This increasing awareness that major changes are essential in the way that people interact with one another all over the world is most effectively leading towards more appropriate ways to deal with disagreement. Open discussion, where all listen and honour the others, instead of attempting to shout down those who hold a different perspective or opinion. There is room for all opinions and perspectives to be expressed so that everyone feels heard. And if those involved in such discussions remember to set the intent to be only loving, whatever arises, then the discussions will lead to positive outcomes for all involved. Please ensure that you spend quiet time alone daily at your holy inner sanctuaries, inviting love into your hearts. Doing just this brings you an enormous sense of peace and optimism, and others with whom you interact will feel it, and any anxiety they may be experiencing will lessen. Remember, each one just being has an enormous effect on the whole of humanity. You incarnated to assist in and delight in humanity's collective awakening process. By just being, you are following your pre-planned life paths perfectly, and when you awaken, as you most definitely will, you will experience enormous joy as realization dawns on you of how well you have followed your paths. Your loving brother, Jesus.